This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu faces growing pressure at home after U.S. President Joe Biden unveiled a new proposed ceasefire agreement, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Many Israelis are urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to embrace the deal. However, far-right allies of Netanyahu are threatening to collapse his government's coalition if he accepts the proposal. Netanyahu called a permanent ceasefire in Gaza a non-starter, appearing to undermine the proposal that Biden described as an Israeli one. In Tel Aviv, a huge demonstration led by families of hostages held by Hamas urged the government to act now. Mediators, the US, Egypt and Qatar, say the proposed deal offers a roadmap for a permanent ceasefire and ending the crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
Officials from the United States, Israel and Egypt ended a meeting in Cairo on Sunday, with Egypt sticking to its position that Israel must withdraw from the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing for it to operate again, two Egyptian security sources said. Israel seized the crossing on the Gaza side in May during its offensive in the city of Rafah along the enclave's southern edge, angering Egypt, which it said it would stop cooperating with Israel on the crucial artery for aid into the strip and evacuations out of them. Thousands took to the streets of New York City in support of Israel on Sunday, waving Israeli flags and carrying a banner reading, "Bring Them Home." The Celebrate Israel march down New York's Fifth Avenue was one of the few public gatherings in support of Israel since the war began on October 7th. The majority of demonstrations in the U.S., particularly on college campuses, have been pro-Palestinian.